Chapter 4. Tweedledum and Tweedledee. The two men were standing quietly together under a tree. Alice knew that it was Tweedledum and Tweedledee because the man on the left had the word dumb on his shirt and the man on the right had the word dee. Alice remembered a famous children's song about Tweedledum and Tweedledee. In it, the two men had a fight about a toy, and then a big black bird came and attacked them.
"Are you thinking about the song?" Tweedledum asked.
"The story in the song isn't true," said Tweedledee.
"I was thinking that it's getting very dark," said Alice, very politely. "And I need to get out of this forest. Can you help me, please?"
But the two men did not answer. They only smiled. Then Tweedledum said,
"You started badly. You should say hello and shake hands first."
Alice wanted to be polite, so she shook hands with both of the men. Then suddenly there was music, and they were holding hands and dancing in a circle together. It was fun, and they danced for a few minutes until the music stopped. Then Tweedledee asked Alice,
"Do you like poems?"
"I like some poems," Alice said.
"Choose the longest poem," Tweedledum told his brother. "Tell her your favourite one."
Tweedledee began the poem.
"The bright sun was high above the sea."
"I'm sorry," said Alice, as politely as she could. "But is the poem very long? I need to leave the forest soon."
But Tweedledee only smiled and started to speak again. The poem was very long, and he spoke for many minutes. Alice listened politely. At the end, Alice was a little worried because she heard a very strange noise. It sounded like an angry animal.
"Are there any lions in this forest?" she asked.
"No, that's the Red King. He's sleeping. Come and look at him," said Tweedledee.
Alice followed the two men, and soon she saw the king. He was lying against a tree.
"He's dreaming now," said Tweedledee, "and I think that he's dreaming about you. But if he stops dreaming about you, what will happen?"
"Nothing," replied Alice. "I will still be here with you."
"No, you won't," said Tweedledum. "You will suddenly go away because you aren't real."
"I am real," said Alice, and she began to cry. But then she thought, "I'm not going to cry anymore because these men are talking nonsense. It's getting very dark. Is it going to rain?" Alice asked. Tweedledum opened a large umbrella and he held it above him and his brother.
"No, not under this umbrella," he said. "And it's okay if it rains in the part that you are standing in."
"It's very rude not to think of other people," thought Alice, and she started to walk away.
Suddenly, Tweedledum jumped out from under the umbrella and he held her arm.
"Look,"
he said, and he pointed at a small toy on the ground. He seemed very angry.
It's my new toy, and Tweedledee took it from me. I will have to fight him now.
Tweedledee seemed happy to fight, and he put the umbrella down. The two men got ready. Alice helped them to put soft things round their bodies. It all took a long time, and she thought that they looked very funny.
I usually like fighting, but today I feel a bit ill,
Tweedledum said to Tweedledee.
We should only fight for a few minutes. Yes, I feel a bit ill too, said Tweedledee. And I feel worse than you do. OK, let's only fight until 6 o'clock. Then we can have dinner,
said Tweedledum. While they were talking, it was suddenly getting darker.
Is that a big black cloud? Alice said. It's coming very quickly. Oh, it looks like it has wings.
It's the big black bird, Tweedledum cried loudly.
And the two brothers turned and ran away. Alice ran into the forest too, and she stopped under a large tree.
I am safe here, she thought. The bird is too big to fly between the trees. But its wings are making a terrible wind, and the wind is carrying someone's shawl through the forest.